Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. Qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala wa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allahi fa huwa hasbuh. Sadaqallahu al-'azim. Honorable, respectable elders, a few Jum'ah ago we spoke about the importance of istikhara and seeking khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in relation to that, we spoke about the dua istikhara, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach and taught the sahaba the dua of istikhara, just like he would teach them verses of the Quran. So we understand the importance of istikhara. We understand that in every moment in our life, in every aspect of our life, we can ask for khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when a person asks for khair, asks for goodness, then the next step is to have reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe and to have yaqeen and firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately do those things that are khair for us. And we went into detail in terms of the method of istikhara and in terms of the fruits of istikhara as well and what to look out for and so forth. But at the same time, it's very, very important that our reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran that وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ, that whoever has reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him. And we know that once we have Allah and we have the Creator, the Sustainer, the Provider, and we have such a relationship with Him that we are connected to Him and we rely on Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for us. And we will see the fruits of this. So ultimately, there are a few benefits that I want to mention in regards to having reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, a person will feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we mentioned last time as well, that having this or being someone who does and asks for khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again in every aspect of his life, then he will feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will feel the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the blessings or one of the benefits of istikhara. Another aspect is that a person will have and will earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person, he has the tawakkul and the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will make sure that he makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. A person who has the reliance in Allah isn't then going to commit sin, isn't then going to displease Allah Ta'ala, because Allah will be his friend. He will have a relationship with Allah where he has reliance in him, so he wants to make sure that he makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So a person who has this reliance will benefit from the fact that he will be able to always be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he will want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And when a person has that he wants to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, and he wants to then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him, because he will be doing tawakkul in the true sense of the word, in the true understanding of tawakkul, the true reliance of Allah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, a person will enter into Jannah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that place that those who are the believers, they place their trust entirely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide sustenance for us, that if a person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that just like the birds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provides for the birds, He will provide for you as well. If one was to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he truly deserves to be relied upon, then just like the birds, they leave in the morning from their nests, And then they go out in search for sustenance, in search for rizq. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for them and they return in the evening full. If we had the same level of trust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do the same for us. That we would be able to leave in the morning, have enough, earn enough and come back. And every single day, the birds, they don't store anything. They don't accumulate anything. They go in the morning and then they will come back by the evening, they are full. And who provides for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for them. Who provides for the whales, the fish in the sea, all the numerous creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they all have an intrinsic, inherent tawakkul, reliance in Allah. So if we have the same, if we had the same reliance, then also at the same time we would be gaining from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would be acquiring rizq and sustenance. So this is something to work upon. And tawakkul and reliance comes over time. The more, and it's connected to istikhara in the sense that when a person seeks out khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as life goes on, he will realize that even at moments where there is something happening which isn't to his liking, maybe it's difficult for him, maybe it's a challenge, but by the end of it, he will realize that this was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single difficulty or challenge will become something that at the end will have a silver lining, in the sense that a person will truly have and truly acquire that connection with Allah, that whatever Allah has done for me, and if we look back in our lives as well, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done for us, whatever challenge we have been through in life, or whatever goodness we have been through, then at the end of it we realize that there was this blessing. And sometimes the light or the ability to understand is during the event as well, during the test as well. And a person is thinking, if this didn't happen to me, then I wouldn't be performing my salah like I am right now. If this didn't happen to me, then I wouldn't be focused on my religion. And this is the reality, that we don't even know what is khair for us. We don't even know what is goodness for us. And the only being that knows is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plays a pivotal role in the life of a believer. Because it saves him from complaining. It saves him from looking at things negatively. It helps his mental health as well. When a person has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawakkul and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the forefront of his mind, then at that moment, whatever challenge he goes through, despite how difficult it may seem to the person on the outside, he will be able to, or she will be able to, go through that challenge. And many of us, this is dunya is darul imtihan as such, a place of test. We know that throughout our life, we will be tested. We will be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that already, that we are going to be tested. It's how much we work on our iman, and the tests that come in our life, if we make sure that we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have reliance in Him, then those tests will be huge blessings for us, because they will only increase our iman. They will only help us increase our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this reliance, this world, this life, this test that we have, ultimately the purpose of the test is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have mentioned this hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ajaban li amri al-mu'min, that how amazing is the condition of a believer, that every single situation that he goes through is good for him. Kullahu khair. If he gets some difficulty and he is patient, that's good for him. And if he gets some goodness and he is grateful, then that is good for him. So we have such a beautiful deen. So whatever challenge we're going through, and it may get difficult, it may be hard, this is the moments where we have the opportunity to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Many a times, we will be going through a situation in life where the apparent will tell us that there is no one that can help us. No person, no amount of money, no amount of comfort, no, nothing, no one. And it's those moments where a person is sat there thinking that no one can help me, no being can help me, where you truly appreciate the iman that you have and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have. Why? Because those are the moments where a person will, in a way, be forced, cornered. He's in a corner and he's cornered to only turn to who? Allah. When everything, we know, everything is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the same thing, that those moments teach us that every single moment, whether we think that there is a possibility for someone to help us or not, whether we're in such a situation where we feel that the finance, the money that we have will help us or not, we need to make sure that in those moments as well, where we feel that there are certain things that could come to our benefit, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those moments as well. And that we have reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those moments as well. Why? Because that's the ultimate goal of a believer. That how can we gain the love, the pleasure, the happiness of Allah ta'ala? And the more we connect with Him, the more we talk to Allah, the more dua we make, the more we worship Him, the more we do things for His sake. Very important that when we are helping someone, we are not doing it so that person will say Jazakallah to us, or that person is going to help us in going down the line. No, we are doing it because this is the creation of Allah Ta'ala and we want to help Him. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will get happy if we help His creation. So everything that we do for who? For the sake of Allah Ta'ala. For the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ultimately, this mindset will then lead us to leading a life of happiness. Despite how much challenges we have, despite how difficult our challenge may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it that every single moment of our life will become easy, and every single moment of our life will become fruitful. Fruitful not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we have complete reliance in Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever challenges any single person here, all of us, we have some challenge. Every single one of us will have a challenge. For some it may be small, for some it may be large. For some, for themselves it is large, comparatively to somebody else it's small. But every single one of us, we have challenges. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that in those moments of challenges, and outside as well, when we have goodness as well, because the worldly life is such that sometimes we are in a state of happiness, and sometimes in a state of anxiousness, and a state of a certain level of difficulty. So in all of these moments, may it be, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask for khair from Him. It shouldn't be that when we need something, then we read the istikhara dua. When we don't really need anything and we think, I know the answer here, we don't ask for istikhara. Let's get into the habit of always connecting with Allah. Every single moment of our day, whether we're walking, talking, wherever we may be, shopping, wherever we may be, let's try and inculcate the awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Let's become self-aware. Let's become self-aware that this is the moments where I remember Allah, and these are the moments where I forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawakkul and reliance in Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see the fruits of tawakkul, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us like this in Jannatul Firdaus as well. Ameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب هذا
was requested just to come forward. There's a lot of gaps. So if you can just stand up and make the sufuf now. So if you just stand up quickly, please. Jazakallah. Just be mindful of anybody performing salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Innal hamdalillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله عباد الله للتوكل على الله تعالى فوائد كثيرة أن من توكل على الله كفاه قال تعالى ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه فقد جعل الله جزاء التوكل الكفاية فمن اكتفى بالله كفاه الله واستشعار معية الله فالمسلم متى توكل على الله واعتمد عليه أحس بأن الله تعالى قريب منه وأنه معينه على مراده وفي هذا استشعار لمعية الله في كل وقت وحين واستجلاب محبة الله فإن الله سبحانه يحب من توكل عليه حق التوكل لأن هذا المتوكل عمل بأوامره وأخذ بالأسباب التي شرعها الله وبقي قلبه معلقا بالله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يتوكل على الله فإن الله عزيز حكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان خصوصا في سوريا وفي فلسطين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قامت الصلاة، قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين، وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر
الله just reminded that inshallah on Sunday there will be a special gathering our annual jour so Sunday after the Isha Salah mashallah many of the brothers who are of the local community will have received a visit as well So brothers are requested to take some time out, inshallah, Sunday after Isha Salah for the special gathering. Jazakallah.